Amelia.
Hello.
Could you do with a little bit of life coaching?
I mean, probably. My life is always in shambles.
Well, then I've got some good news for you. We have the amazing Catherine Mitchum joining us on the phone. Catherine is a life coach herself. Hi, Catherine. How are you doing?
Hello, Callum. I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, you sound so enthusiastic.
You know, why not be enthusiastic?
Well, I mean... I guess you have to in your role.
Absolutely. You have to stay positive, for sure, in my role. And just teach people how to get through stuff and try to stay as positive as possible.
So do you want to tell me a little bit about, like, how you got into life coaching and, like, what it entails? Like, do you work with people one-on-one? Are you, like, talking to, like, big groups of people? I know you've written a little bit of a book. Like, tell me a bit about what you do.
Sure. Well, I started as a yoga instructor, and I went on to become a meditation instructor and eventually opened my own yoga studio.
Here,
I live in Evergreen, Colorado, so I'm right outside of Denver. And during the time that I was running the studio, I actually went through a really challenging divorce.
Oh, okay.
And I was 40, and I had 3 kids. I still have 3 kids, but at the time. And it kind of shook my world. And, you know, all along I thought, well, I'm going along just fine, you know, yoga and meditation and living a pretty pure, healthy life. But when that happened, my world really fell apart.
Sure.
And I found a coaching program that really helped me through my divorce. And I immediately knew that's what I wanted to do. And I ended up really attracting a lot of people in the community to the coaching program because there are a lot of, as we know, there's a lot of breakups, a lot of divorces happening all the time. And they finally felt like they could, you know, have that support that they needed to go through their really tough times. So I eventually closed the studio. I sold the studio and decided to do this full time. And now I coach people from all over the world, mostly one-on-one. I do have group coaching as well. And I am in the process of writing a full book. So it's just that I'm finding that people are loving the tools to help them through really difficult divorces.
Yeah, gosh, that's so interesting. And I love that kind of that you went through your own personal journey and you turned to coaching yourself, and then you decided, you know, this has helped me so much that I now want to kind of go on and help other people. I think that's, like, really inspiring and it comes from such a good place as well, that I really, really like that.
I
was hoping, and you are such an optimistic, positive person as well. I can already tell, like, just the way you started talking to us, you know, you're, like, bounding out positivity and that speaks to me. I do feel like there's a lot of people out there who don't choose to take the kind of optimism and don't choose to take the positive approach to things, and I think that's really, mm-hmm. really important. And now I'm gonna go against everything I've just said, and I'm gonna ask you for some advice on myself.
Okay.
So just gonna spill.
Let's do this.
Just gonna spill my beans. I guess I've been in and out of, like, relationships and things. I was in a 6-year relationship myself. Mm-hmm. A little while back, and then I kind of, like, jumped between relationships, and I kind of feel like now I'm in a place in my life where a lot of things are changing. I've got things changing in my career, I've got things changing in my personal life, and I kind of want my relationship situation to change. I feel like I've kind of been, like, repeating myself and going around on, like, a bit of a cycle of, you know, like, going on 1 or 2 dates with a guy and never kind of going anywhere. And I think a lot of that is coming from kind of myself and internally. So I guess what would your advice be on kind of, like, maybe shaking things up or just kind of, like, moving myself to the next step?
Yeah. So first of all, it's so great that you acknowledge it, right? And that you're saying this is an inside job, because it's so easy to blame others when we are not where we want to be, right? Like, oh, there's just no one out there, or, right, there's no quality single guys out there. So first of all, it's so wonderful that you're saying, how can I change myself to change my situation? And that's number one. You know, we have we have total control over what we attract into our lives, and we can look at what's happening either as a blessing or as, you know, something, being a victim of it. So it sounds like you're using this time to say, hey, this is a blessing. This is an opportunity for me to grow and to start attracting better people in. So that's awesome. So the number one thing I want to say is, you know, it's so important to really think about what you want, right?
Yeah.
So much we kind of just like let life happen to us. And it's kind of like, imagine going to a restaurant, and I'm sure the restaurants in London are amazing.
Oh, they
and
are.
Going
they
to
are.
Your favorite restaurant, right? Good. And you're sitting down at the table, and the waiter comes over, and you just expect the waiter to bring you, you know, something that you enjoy. So if you don't actually pick up the menu, choose what you want, and then ask for what you want,
then
you're never
going to
get it.
Oh, that is right. So smart.
Yeah, so really getting clear about what it is that you want in a relationship. And we've all had bad relationships. We've all had breakups. If we can, instead of letting those relationships make us bitter, like, let's let them make us better, right? Let's let them make us better us. What were they reflecting in you that you maybe was a mirror for you that you might need to change a little bit? And then what do you want to bring into your life? You know, what qualities? So let me ask you, what qualities, Callum, do you want in a partnership? Like, what do you want?
Oh, are you putting me on the spot? what qualities do I guess, you know, loyalty and honesty, they're so important to me. Like, if people who don't do those things, they drive me insane. Like, I need loyalty and honesty and kindness, you know, people who are thoughtful.
Yes.
I guess I want all of these things. So, but like, I feel like I'm putting these things out there into the world. Do you have any kind of, you know, you were speaking about, you know, having partners and things with different people and them almost like you reflecting your bad qualities. Do you have like any examples that, I mean, they can be hypothetical examples of like, of a situation where that would happen?
Sure. So one example might be if we keep attracting people who are maybe at some level some form of an addict, right? Maybe they drink too much. Maybe they shop too much. Maybe they, you know, do whatever those addictive behaviors are. And it's really easy to point our finger and say, you are an addict, right? But usually if we turn that mirror back on ourselves, and I don't mean to be negative, but this is a really common one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you turn that mirror back on yourself, you start looking at yourself and saying, well, what behaviors am I addicted to? Or am I addicted to unavailable people in my life? My addiction? And you start healing that part of you, and then you won't be attracting those people in your life. So really, the negative qualities can really just be a little mirror. And that takes a lot of courage. You know, this is deep work to do. But if you really want to attract, you know, your soulmate and the people who reflect the best parts of you, you've got to become the best part of you. You've got to become the best version of you.
Sure. So I guess I have a habit of attracting guys who just want to get drunk and have sex and have no emotional intimacy. That's like my thing. those are the men I seem to attract. Uh-huh. So are you saying that you think that actually I could be exhibiting those qualities and that's why I'm ending up constantly being drawn to those men and those men being drawn to me?
Well, I'm wondering, and this is just something to consider, it may not be the way you're treating others, but maybe the way you're treating yourself.
Ooh.
Like, how much emotional intimacy do you actually have with yourself?
Sure.
And some of the qualities that you mentioned, loyalty and honesty, like, how can Callum be more loyal and honest with Callum, right? How can Callum be more kind and more thoughtful to Callum? So a lot of it is inner work. You know, how do you create that relationship with yourself so that you can teach others how to treat you by the way you treat yourself?
I think I'm actually the worst at that. Like, I like to treat everyone else so nice. Like, I like to, you know, just, you know, here's a cake because I love you. You know, but I never buy myself a cake. And maybe that's my problem, Catherine, you know?
And how often do you tell yourself that you're awesome and you're amazing and you're worthy and you're intelligent and you're handsome? Like,
I don't think I ever
want to hear from a partner. So okay, so, you know, baby steps, maybe that would be a nice thing to do once in a while, or every day.
Shall I do it now?
Okay, please do.
Okay, Callum, this is a little note to yourself to say that you are unbelievably handsome, that you're lovely, that you're so kind. Catherine, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really struggling to take it seriously.
Oh, it's so sweet.
It's hard to really do it.
Put your hand on your heart while you do it, okay?
Take your hand to your heart.
Imagine you're talking to little Callum, who is, like, so amazing and so sweet and so wonderful, and just talk to Callum.
Yeah, but it's not a very, you know, it's not a very British. British people are very modest, you know. And it's true.
My mom is British. She's from Bristol. And so my whole family lives over there. And I know that. I know it's very difficult to have that emotional intimacy with yourself. It's not in your culture as readily as it is here.
You know what, Catherine? Before bed tonight, I'm going to go into my little ensuite bathroom. I'm going to stand in front of the mirror, possibly naked, we'll see. And I'm gonna have a conversation with myself and tell myself how great I am. And I'm gonna do that for you.
And it gets easier and easier. And do it for me. And you're 7 hours later. So yes, I'm gonna be thinking about this. And I'm gonna be thinking about you in front of your mirror, just smiling at yourself. You can even laugh at yourself. But you know, the coolest thing is the brain does not know the difference. Ooh. So whether it's coming from you or whether it's coming from another person, your nervous system is receiving these messages.
Sure.
And so it's very calming, you know, to say to yourself, I love you. You're wonderful. You're beautiful. You're handsome. Like, your brain actually registers it as at the same level that it would register it if it was coming from a partner.
Is that actually real? Like science?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's cool, right?
That's so cool.
I know. So why not do it, right? Okay, it might feel silly, but why not do it if you're not receiving that? And you can even do it when you're in a relationship. So,
yeah.
You know, when you are in a relationship, sometimes your partner is distant or they get distracted or, you know, maybe a couple months have gone by and that spark isn't there, you know, and instead of kind of getting upset with your partner for not being there for you, I want you to try this, and I want your listeners to try this experiment. This is crazy. So you start telling yourself exactly what it is that you wish your partner was saying to you. Within 24 hours, I kid you not, you'll get it from your partner because you're at that vibration, right? You're at this loving vibration. You can do this with coworkers. You can do this with very significant people in your life. You can start saying to yourself the things you wish you wanted to hear, and it's almost like magic. You'll hear some version of it within the next 24 hours.
Oh my God, I'm so going to try this. I'm so excited to try this.
It's great. It's like magic. It's like one of those just magic tools that, you know, we don't ever really think about, but it actually works. So I'm so excited to hear how it works for you.
Oh my God, I'm gonna tweet you and tell you how it played out.
Okay.
I'm good. What is your, while we're talking about Twitter, we can do a little bit of plugging. What is your Twitter, Catherine?
Sure. You know what's so funny? I am not a big Twitter person.
Uh-oh.
But I think...
How do I hang up on her?
I'm a bigger Facebook. I'm on Facebook, and I'm big on Instagram.
Okay.
But on Twitter, I think I'm KC Mitchum 1, MITCHEM. And I also, on Facebook, it's Catherine Mitchum Coaching. But I have a really fun thing I want you to download, and okay. I'm going to be watching for your name to come across.
Okay.
I have an ebook, and it's called No Mud, No Lotus, Tools for Transitions. And it's for people who are just where you are in your life, you know, where things are changing and you want to create a new reality. There are tools in here. There's breath work and there's affirmations, like this practice that we just talked about. You can write a love letter to yourself. And so this is how you really change your life, is by changing your thoughts and changing your habits. And so if your readers go, and you, because I want to see your name on my ebook list,
yeah,
you can go and download it right away for free, ebook.catherinemitchum.com.
I am all over that, Catherine. Like, you have me at, like, writing a love letter to yourself. I can't imagine anything more fun. Can it, it can
Wouldn't that be so sweet?
Yeah, it would be sweet. I'd be so like lovely and romantic and really nice to myself. But then there'd be a bit of filth at the end, you know.
You've got that's just, good.
Just a little
you
bit, you know.
Got to keep it real.
Got to keep it real. Got to keep it spicy. Got to keep it spicy. Amelia, while we have the amazing Catherine here, I was wondering if you had any questions or any burning things in life with you that you would like to ask the lovely cat. Oh, we've got a picture of you up, Catherine. You are gorgeous. Look at you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You're
so. Thank you.
You're kind of exactly how I imagined you to look as well.
Really?
Yeah. Just.
Oh, that's awesome.
Stunning. I feel like if we were like just in a bookshop, I would just see you over there smiling away, like maybe like reading the blurb of a book, and I'd be like, oh, she seems like such a nice lady. I'd probably come up and just chat and probably buy you a muffin or something.
Oh, I love muffins.
I love muffins.
I would say yes.
Well, Catherine, I would love to chat to you all day, but we don't have the time to do that. But you've been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for all the advice.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's only going to get better, you know. And transitions, even though they can be hard, they can be our biggest gift,
yeah.
Right? To recreate our lives. And so I'm so excited, and we should keep in touch. I want to hear about all of your new, you know, amazing romantic partners.
Oh,
to come into your life.
I'm going to be Insta DMing you. You're going to be so sick of me. Okay, thank you
cool.
so much, Catherine. Chat soon.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.